Anisha. I'm from Woking, and I'm here today to talk about the charity work that I'm doing for Dementia UK and my local small business, Barking Cakes. So I'm working with Dementia UK as one of the fundraisers, and they're currently working on a fundraising challenge where they're trying to encourage everybody with a four-legged friend to walk 100k in order to raise some funds for Dementia UK. It's sort of on the premise of getting outside, getting some fresh air, talking to people, and then at the same time raising money for a fantastic cause.
Okay, absolutely a fantastic cause. You know, I mean, dementia is such a cruel, horrible thing. And, you know, it's amazing work that Dementia UK do. So is there a reason why you chose that particular charity? Why did you choose to support Dementia Charity?
I try to challenge myself every year to get involved in some sort of charity organisation. I saw this come up. I recently purchased a dog of my partner. It sort of fitted quite well around my working from home schedule. Then I did a little bit of research into it. I have had a few family members that suffered with this in the past years. And then looking at some statistics, you know, 850,000 people currently in the UK are living with dementia, which is a really sad statistic. And 42,000 of those people are under 65 in the UK, which is just shocking.
Yeah, absolutely shocking, because you expect sort of, you know, dementia, you think, oh, that's going to be somebody that's in their 70s or 80s maybe, but, you know, it affects younger people as well.
Exactly, and, you know, even more shockingly so, two-thirds of the cost of dementia is paid by people with dementia or their families. So any fundraising, I think, will go above and beyond to support these people.
So so talk me through the actual challenge, and it involves dog walking, I gather.
Yeah, exactly. And currently there's over 25,000 fundraisers. There's sort of a Facebook community of us fundraising. And I believe when I last checked, we'd already raised £850,000, which is phenomenal.
That is absolutely amazing. Yes, that's going to go a long way as well. We're going to do so much good.
Exactly. And my little puppy, he's only a puppy, so we have started the challenge a week earlier just to give his little legs a chance. And people are doing that with the older dogs as well, giving them a little bit longer. And we've just done over 40k so far. So we've got a few weeks left to go, another 60k to go to get across that 100k mark.
Okay, so this is just like a bit of walking each day, doing it sort of little and often. So where are you walking then? Where's the sort of the best places to walk with your dogs around the Woking area for you?
To be honest, around Woking, we're very lucky. There's lots of beautiful places to go around. During the day, I tried to slot it in around working from home. So it's quite local. It's around Goldsworth Park Lake. It's around St John's.
Oh, yeah.
But more along sort of the weekends, it's great to go and explore, you know, Hornwall Common, Chobham Common, going out to Guildford, the wetlands. There's plenty of places to go. So we're very, very spoilt for choice here.
We're so lucky, and you mentioned Goldsworth Park Lake, and I just think that is the most beautiful sort of that thing that we've got in our community. And, you know, I go off for walks around there myself, so, you know, it's absolutely beautiful. And it's so lucky, Goldsworth Park Lake and all the other beautiful areas. It's just, you know, such a lot of choice. And, you know, when we get a bit of sunshine, it's nice to get out there, get some exercise, meet people.
Exactly.
Yeah, and raise money for charity as well. So
exactly. And it's lovely because you bump into lots of other dog walkers. And it's just to raise awareness, really, whether that's them wanting to donate towards this, just spreading awareness that this is even going on. So people don't actually know that this is happening. Yeah. And how they can get involved to support such a fantastic cause and get healthy at the same time.
And do you find that having a dog with you, does that make it more sort of a sociable thing and makes it easier to kind of start conversations?
100%. If anybody knows my little Pooch, he will stop and talk to anybody, any dog. He's extremely talkative, very sociable, and so am I. So putting us together, we're happy to have a conversation with anybody, and it's lovely. You know, you get the real community feel around here.
Really nice. So tell me about your dog then. Sounds very, very cute. Have a puppy.
Yes, he is. He's a little little poodle cross. Got little legs, so that's why I'm trying to spread out the walking to we're doing around sort of 3k a day. That's the aim, just to get across the 100k mark. And he really is sort of the inspiration behind a business that I started last summer. I started a business called Barky Bakes, and it's to make natural treats for dogs.
Okay.
Yes. So he inspired me to do that. You know, dogs these days, people, I feel like because of lockdown, more and more people have bought dogs. They're special family members now, and you know, they unknowingly provide us with so much joy. You know, no matter what kind of day we've had, they will always guarantee to put a smile on our faces, and you know, therefore they deserve to be treated.
Absolutely, yes. And you know, good time to start a business selling selling food for dogs, because apparently there's pet food shortage at the moment because everyone's got all these puppies. The markets are struggling to keep up with demand. So yeah, that's good time. And have you always been a dog person? Had dogs throughout your life?
Yes. I grew up with a lovely Labrador who sadly passed after 14 years with us. And then my partner also grew up with a dog, and then both sadly passed. So it's sort of, we decided it's our time to invest our love into a little pooch. He's my chief food tester here.
Okay, yes. So if you get the woof of approval, you know you're onto something, you know,
absolutely
control.
Absolutely.
And some of the profits from your business, Doggy Bakes, is going to go to Dementia UK.
Yeah, so 25% of all my sales through March will be donated towards Dementia UK. So prices start from £3, and I'm doing local doorstop deliveries around Woking, or there are postage options. And my products range from sort of mini bone bites to maxi bone bites, so something for every single dog size, to veggie stars, so incorporating all the vegetables into your dog's diets, all high quality ingredients, all naturally home baked, fresh for your dog, and even some mini Easter eggs. That's my newest product. So if you wanted to treat your dog to some mini edible Easter eggs that are completely dog friendly, then yeah, that's a great option for you.
Yeah, because dogs can't have chocolate, can they?
No, they can't. It's toxic.
Okay, so what's in the Easter eggs and what do you put in there rather than chocolate to make it dog friendly?
So it's dog friendly icing on them. So they're all colourful and mini. So it's a little take on the human mini eggs that we can have.
So you put a lot of thought into this.
Absolutely, brilliant. Yeah. And you know, and I know that. Oh, I hope they're good, because my little pooch, he just devours them. So that's got to be a good sign. And so, if anybody would like to purchase a little treat for their dog and support a fantastic charity, you can place an order through Instagram at Barky Bakes, or you can email me on barkybakes@outlook.com.
It's been really good to talk to you. Good luck with everything, and well done on all the charity fundraising as well. It's amazing.
Thank you.
What you can do.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And I hope it's to spread awareness for a fantastic cause.